50 years ago this Sunday, the Seattle World's Fair came to an end. For 6 months, nearly 10 million people visited the Century 21 Exposition. The space age-themed fair left behind many memories and a lot of memorabilia. In the final part of our series on the Seattle World's Fair, produced with Jack Straw Productions, Harriet Baskus looks at some of the stories behind the souvenirs.
Ten million people attended the Seattle World's Fair over the course of its six-month run.
Pack my bags, I'm heading west. I'll meet you in Seattle.
Jean Roth was one of them, and she was there on opening day, April 21st, 1962.
And that was my 18th birthday.
Roth and her friends thought it would be great to be the first through the turnstiles.
And we were going to make a day of it, and I think we got up and took the bus about 3:30 in the morning and stood waiting at the north gate to get in. We hoped to be the first, but we didn't make the first. Somebody else made it and beat us in the fairgrounds, but we made a gallant attempt.
Roth visited the fair 30 times that summer, but on that first day, she and her friends headed to the amusement area, called the Gay Way, where she won a turquoise blue stuffed poodle that was almost 3 feet tall.
I won it at the coin toss right at the beginning of the fair, and I had to carry the darn thing throughout the entire day and take it home, carrying it on the bus.
Giant stuffed animals like this were so popular at the fair that a toy check was set up at the base of the Space Needle to make room in the elevators for people. Century 21 coffee cups, ashtrays, pens, and other fair souvenirs were smaller and easier to carry. HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein wrote a book about the World's Fair, and they've seen it all.
A lot of women have little pieces of jewelry. For example, there was a charm bracelet, and there were high-end versions of it. It had a little space needle or a little science pavilion hanging from it.
And inside the food circus was Paul Bunyan's birthday cake, this 30-foot tall fruit cake in the middle of the fair. Well, you could actually buy slices of that as souvenirs, and we have people that have come to our talks that still have those slices.
The woods once caught a fire which appeared beyond control. When who came to the rescue? Big Paul Bunyan, bless his soul.
Many former fair employees still have their ID badges, and millions of visitors still have their official fair programs and the photos snapped on site. Jean Roth gave her big blue dog to Seattle's Museum of History and Industry for safekeeping, but she still holds on to the souvenir she got while she was an extra in the Elvis Presley movie filmed on the World's Fair grounds.
Take me to the fair. Take me to the fair, don't know anywhere I would rather be.
I wasn't screaming at him, and I didn't faint. And he was very nice, and so he signed my pay stub.
Through Tomorrowland, honey, you and me.
Roth keeps that stub in a safety deposit box, but Paula Jones keeps her fair souvenir in plain sight. She was 6 years old in October 1962 when her family visited the fair for the second time. And she was the lucky 9 millionth person to pass through the turnstiles.
They put the sign around me. It was kind of neon green sign that said 9 millionth. And they handed me a dozen roses. And I was introduced to some dignitaries.
She was then asked to make a speech.
I kept thinking I needed to say something. And all I could think of was to say hello very quietly and meekly. And then the audience saying, like, for she's a jolly good fellow, I believe.
In addition to the roses, Jones got a big stuffed purple dog, a transistor radio, and $250. She could also go on all the rides at the fair for free and skip the lines just as long as she wore that neon green 2-foot-long sign. Jones is now a fifth-grade teacher and keeps the sign in her classroom above the math wall. And while that was a big souvenir for a small kid, HistoryLink's Paula Becker says the city of Seattle got the biggest souvenir of all.
The biggest souvenir of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair is Seattle Center, the grounds.
Becker says the organizers called the fair a civic center disguised as a World's Fair, and they were intent on leaving this souvenir behind.
It's a complicated difficult, interesting, challenging souvenir that we're still turning over and over in our community hands and figuring out what we want to do with it and how we want to use it.
Take me there by sleigh. Roller, skate, a bike, any way you like, but take me to the fair. Take me to the fair.
I'm Harriet Bass.
Take me to the fair.